Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God the Father and from the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God, which we will consider today, is recorded in Psalm 103, reading verses 1 through 5 in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. These are the words. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. This is named your fellow redeemed. All of us, from time to time, talk to ourselves. We talk to ourselves sometimes to encourage ourselves. Sometimes we talk to ourselves to scold ourselves. We talk to ourselves to congratulate ourselves. Of course, it's better to do that without actually moving your lips. It's less confusing to the people around you that way. Bless the Lord, O my soul. That's what the psalmist says. He's talking to himself. And in the process, he does an inventory of his life and of God's gifts for him. And based on that, he wants to thank God because he realizes that every aspect of his life is blessed by God. The psalm writer expresses his gratitude toward God, who is the source of all the good things he has for his body, for his life. These days, we're accustomed to specializing. For example, we go to one place for work on our car's tire, and then another place to have work done on the transmission. We go to a different place for a new muffler, and still another place for work on the air conditioning. We see specialists in the medical field too, those who focus on one type of illness or one part of the body. And while we appreciate the things that a trained, skillful physician can do for us, and while we appreciate what a good, experienced mechanic can do for us, we might prefer instead the one-stop approach, where one is able to take care of everything. Here, the psalm writer reminds us that God doesn't need to parcel out his care for us. He does it all. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction. Notice here what David puts at the top of the list, the forgiveness of all of our iniquities. Iniquities are our sins. They're our acts of disobedience against God by the things we think about and the words we use, sometimes our actions. So this is what we need the most. This is what we should value the most, that God doesn't hold our sins against us. Elsewhere, the psalmist said, if you, Lord, kept a record of iniquity, Lord, who could stand? But God forgives us, every one of our sins. We should never disregard this gift, but rather we should always have an awareness of our sins. We should carry with us a sorrow over our sins. And as we repent of them, we should be trusting that God forgives our sins. This forgiveness on God's part is not just wishful thinking. Rather, it's a fact borne out for us by the holy life and the death and the burial, the resurrection of God's own Son. To sweep our sins away from us, God charged every one of them to Jesus Christ. And then for them, he punished Jesus Christ on the cross for us. And now, for Jesus' sake, you and I can get up every morning and go to class, go to our daily work, confident that God loves us and that he wants us someday to be with him forever in heaven. God comes to each of us and he bestows this one-of-a-kind gift upon us by the word that we hear and by the sacraments of baptism and Holy Communion. As we hear this good news of our forgiveness for Jesus' sake and as we receive it in the sacraments, God is bringing that forgiveness that Jesus won for the whole world to each of us as individuals. So we learn in the Catechism, where there is forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation. In other words, with all of your sins forgiven by God, you can go to heaven when you die, and with all of your sins forgiven by God, you need not go to hell. Bless the Lord. Thank him who forgives all of our sins. And the psalmist goes on, who heals all your infirmities. God is the one who brings about our healing from the diseases and from the injuries and from the illnesses that we experience in the course of our lives. God is the one who brings strength to those parts of our bodies which have become weak and need to be supported. That God heals all your infirmities doesn't mean that you will live forever. Someday God will use an infirmity to end your life here on earth. But according to his will, we can trust that before then, he will continue to help us through the work of doctors and nurses, pharmacists and medical researchers and first responders, police officers, firefighters, all those whose vocation is the well-being of their neighbors. Our God created our bodies and our souls, and he provides and cares for both by forgiving us our sins for Jesus' sake and by healing all of our infirmities. David goes on, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. By faith in Jesus Christ and this love and mercy that is shown to us for his sake, we already are wearing this crown that the psalmist speaks about. It's a crown of righteousness. By faith, St. Peter says, we are part of a royal priesthood. So now as we live in this sinful world, and as we sometimes fall into sin, and sometimes jump headfirst into sin, that crown we wear is tarnished, and it becomes subject to the world's mockery and its contempt. But in heaven, safe at home with our Savior, that crown will glimmer and shine with a brightness which will never dim. It will sparkle forever. And there the sicknesses, the illnesses, which slow us down, which depress us, will all be replaced by a never-ending energy and exuberance. We will be, as the psalmist says, like the young eagle. So, dear friends, like the psalm writer David, we ought to take this inventory of our lives and think about all that the Lord God does for us. And then we should talk to ourselves, expressing thanks for every single gift granted to us for our bodies and for our souls, for this life and for the next one. Then, like the author of our hymn today, we should say to ourselves, my soul, now bless thy maker. Let all within me bless his name, who maketh thee partaker of mercies more than I dare claim. Forget him not, whose meekness still bears with all thy sin, who healeth all thy weakness, renews thy life within. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.